Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
I know I mentioned the two greatest commandments over and over and over again. But there's a reason for that. Did you know that it takes 17 times? Yes, 17. Some of you may be giggling. Anyway, 17 times for a person to understand a new concept, commit it to knowledge, to understanding, to wisdom, to practical ways in their lives, before they can share that new thing with somebody else. Seventeen times. That's a lot. So I'm going to say it 17 times 17 times 17. Because it's the only thing that you really need to remember on the faith journey. Keeping God in your life. Not just in your life for a moment, but the center of your life. Pivoting around, what would Jesus do? Pivoting around the Lord, pivoting around His will. Constantly looking into the center, and you could think about that pivot point as being your heart. That's where God resides, inside each one of us, in our hearts. That's why when we pray, we look inward. That's why we're not getting into other people's business. We're putting our nose down where it belongs, straight down as we look down to our heart, and we stick our nose in our own business. And so we should be pivoting around our heart, asking our heart, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? We are being talked to all day, every day, through all of our senses, from God. You have that moment where you're like goosebumpy. I call them God bumps anymore. Or you feel that intuition. Something's not right. I got to get out of this situation. Or yes, that absolutely beautiful moment of nature. That mama deer with her baby. Maybe it was a bird, puppy dog walking down the street. Brings a little light into your eye and a giggle under your voice. We're being talked to all day, every day. Are we paying attention? The more you center your life around God, the more you're going to hear Him. The more you're going to see Him, the more you're going to feel Him. And then the second greatest commandment, And I want to focus on loving others. Loving others exactly where they are. And how do you accept them that way? Especially if they're doing something that you know is wrong, especially wrong for their soul, damning them to hell. So the very first thing is, you must humbly give it to God. We can't control other people. Boy, if we only could, right? We can influence. We can support and love. We could hopefully have an impact through our prayers and through our lives, right? Seeing how we live. But the most important is, how do we love them? Maybe it's just beliefs, or maybe there's just personality conflicts. Or maybe there's some long-standing family feud kind of thing, and you probably don't even remember what happened. But because you've always been mad at that person and your relationship has been damaged for decades, that's just how it is. Maybe it's a spouse who cheated on you. And you want to stay together, but you can't forgive them at this moment. Maybe it's about politics. Maybe it's about health stuff today. And it's difficult because it could be with faith as well. You want your children, your relatives, your family, friends, coworkers to find God, to find the truth. I mean, there's a reason, typically, when we're judging others, or we're pushing our values on others, or we're trying hard to change others. And that's where, if we just give it to God every single day, especially those in our lives that are closest to us, and multiple times a day, and call on God. Maybe this is a person that you spend 8-10 hours a day with. Call on God to find out, when do I say something, when don't I say something? Ask God to make sure that you're not a right fighter. Nothing worse than a right fighter. Someone who just wants to be right. And in some cases, we will never be able to change people. They are who they are. That's God's job. So while we don't want to be mats that they walk on, we do want to pick our battles. We want to be respected. Yet, you know, I'm not going to make a big deal out of that particular comment. I'll let that one go. It's not worth it. Because with some people, you might be bickering all day long if you made a comment about every snide comment or way in which someone said something to you, in the tone or the words that that person chose. So it's really about humility, so that we can allow our own prejudices and judgment and human defects go. Just give them to God and say, Lord, I give all of these feelings, this judgment, this relationship to you. If you've consecrated yourself to Jesus through Mary, all your exterior goods, including relationships, you can talk to Mary about this too. And then when you're with that person, stick your nose down, talk to your heart, follow what your body and your mind is sending you as far as messages. Yeah, don't go there. You're going to feel that. You're going to know it. And if you're paying any attention and decide you're going to listen versus completely ignoring that and saying, well, I should say it because I'm right. You know what I'm talking about. Humility is such a difficult virtue, and it's the basis of all of them. And until we realize that we can do nothing without God, and that we are not fighting physical stuff here on earth. We are fighting powers and principalities. Then we are honestly approaching every day with the armor of God on us. So let's humbly give the Lord all of our relationships. Put them in His trusting hands to guide us and lead us on what to say, what to do, what not to say. Helping us find that balance between loving that person where they're at and wanting the best for them, that true love without being overbearing, judgmental, critical, or maybe in a criticizing way. Every day with God in the center of our heart, and everything will be better. Relationships, crosses, temptations, depression, anxiety, fear, worry, everything is better. Let the Lord come into your heart and continue to seek what your heart is telling you to do. All righty, everyone. I love you all so much. Go find something more with God. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.